It's 4:30 in the morning here in the Capitol. To everyone, you're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has confirmed North Korea has test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile and called for global action against Pyongyang. Tillerson described the missile test as a new escalation of Pyongyang's nuclear threat and insisted that the U.S. would never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea. Meanwhile, Washington called for an emergency U.N. Security Council meeting over the test. The closed-door meeting is set to take place on Wednesday afternoon. North Korea earlier said it successfully tested the Hwangsong-14 missile, which can carry a large nuclear warhead. The U.N. Security Council, the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, condemned the move as a, quote, brazen violation of Security Council resolutions and a dangerous escalation. The European Union also slammed the missile tests and threatened punitive measures against Pyongyang. The U.S. President Donald Trump urged China to take action to end its allies' missile activity. Let's speak to Tony Gosling. He's an investigative journalist, and he joins us via Skype from Bristol. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Gosling. Now, every time there is a test of such kind by North Korea, we see the U.S. springing to action, calling for an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council. It usually means more verbal threats and more punitive measures.
Well, yes, and I think the U.S. is trying to lead the world up the garden path here that North Korea is some kind of real threat. You see, it seems once we get rid of one bad guy, whether it's Saddam or Gaddafi, another one pops up, and this time it's Kim Jong-un. The fact of the matter is, though, that this missile test is really nothing much threatening about it. Experts are saying on the BBC, I noticed today, that the North Koreans don't have any proper guidance system. They're saying that they hit a target in the sea, but they're not specifying what it is. I suspect this missile just went into the sea. And they're also saying that the North Koreans don't have any nuclear warhead, which is small enough to fit onto this missile. So I think we're seeing the usual kind of saber rattling that we're seeing from the United States and many other parts of the world. This missile, by the way, has only managed to go today three times the range of a World War II V-2 rocket, which was put together by the Nazis in 1944 and 1945. It's not really a threat. It could possibly, it's gone up nearly as far as Japan, although it wasn't heading in that direction, which is about 1,000 kilometres. Alaska is 5,000 kilometres, so it's very unlikely it could reach Alaska. And yet, on the BBC tonight, they're saying that this missile could possibly hit the mainland of the United States. Absolutely ridiculous. And they're also saying tonight on the BBC that they want President Xi to turn the screw on North Korea. That's aimed at the Chinese. So it's a ridiculous arrogance. Can you imagine the Chinese saying to the Americans, you've got to turn the screw on Britain? You know, no one's going to take any notice of this. And I think it's frightening in a way that the Americans are still allowed to get away with trying to be the policemen of the world. Because by acting as world policemen, America is in danger of turning the world into a police state.
Well, Mr. Gosling, there's also this perception that is given about North Korea, even if its missiles capabilities were what the U.S. is portraying, there's that general perception given out how the North Korean government is an irrational government and that its powers of military might puts the whole world in danger.
Well, I'll tell you another country that does that, and that's Israel. They're estimated to have about 80 nuclear weapons. They've got the submarines to deliver them as well, and a proper range. And we even had Martin van Creveld, Israeli professor, threatening to use those nuclear weapons against European cities if the Europeans didn't do what the Israelis wanted them to do. So there's a real threat, a potential threat for you. I don't actually think that the North Koreans have got the capability to strike, certainly not the continental United States, as the BBC were lying this evening when they said that. But I think also that this happened on the 4th of July, didn't it? In a way, you could see that this is Kim Jong-un saying we're independent too. You know, this is on American Independence Day. And the technology involved here is, I think, not as frightening as the Americans are trying to make out. That's the long and short of it. Also, of course, we've got various threats the Americans are drumming up around the world This is, I mean, I wouldn't put it past the Americans to actually attack North Korea, because I don't think they really care any more about South Korean lives than they do about North Korean lives. They're just looking at threatening people. We've got Syria on the boil. We've got the Crimea as an attack on Russia on the boil. China in the South China Sea, and of course Iran. America seems to be trying to threaten everybody. I am rather worried that they are the problem, not North Korea.
Okay, let's see you there for now. That's Tony Gosling, investigative journalist, joining us via Skype from Brussels. Mr. Gosling, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV, as always.